Welcome to this podcast from Harvest Community Church of Huntersville, North Carolina, where our vision is to make disciples who make disciples. I'm your host, Liz Stefanini. At Harvest, we recently concluded a lengthy teaching series through the first book of the Bible, Genesis. As we turn the corner towards Christmas, Senior Pastor Jerry Barber talks today on this podcast how the first book of the Bible points forward to Christmas.
Thank you, Liz, for reminding us of what we've been doing at Harvest on Sundays as we have been really on this great journey through Genesis. And thank you for joining today on this podcast. Genesis is an amazing book, the first book of the Bible, and we've had a great ride through it for a long, long time now. We've seen God come in and set the world in motion, create the heavens and the earth, create people, put them in a perfect garden, and watch them mess up, and then Him come up with a solution. And that's what Genesis is about in large measure, God's solution to the failures and sin of humanity, and how He is started the process of bringing salvation to the world through one particular family line. Today, I thought it would be interesting just to think back on Genesis just a little bit. Whether you have been in Harvest on Sundays or not, we always think of Christmas with, you know, the New Testament passages, right? The birth of Jesus. But if we go all the way back to the first book of the Bible, there are indications all the way back there that God had a plan, and that plan was going to come true at Christmas time. So Genesis 1 starts out the very, very first words of the Bible: in the beginning, God created. In the beginning, God started and initiated everything. Well, over in the New Testament, John chapter 1, the very first verse of John chapter 1 alludes back to Genesis 1. It says, in the beginning, same words, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him, all things were made. Without Him, nothing was made that has been made. This is talking about Jesus. You know, we believe in God as a Trinity: God the Father, God the Son, who was Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit. And this is talking about Jesus and saying He didn't just show up on the scene in Bethlehem on the first Christmas morning. That wasn't the very beginning of Jesus. He existed forever with God the Father, God the Son, as God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And He was in the beginning. He always existed, and He was instrumental in creation. God, it says, through Him everything was made. Then, when human beings got to see Him for the very first time, that's what John 1 starts talking about. It says, in Him was life, back to Jesus, in Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And so here is this great passage in John 1. And in verse 14, it says, the Word, that's Jesus, He was the Word, became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. That's what happened at Christmas. God's Son, the Word, became flesh. And that's what Christmas is all about. Another indication of Christmas in Genesis was really Genesis chapter 12. I mentioned that human beings had sinned and messed up. Well, what was going to happen? Well, you start following through Genesis, and it gets worse and worse and worse, and humanity spirals downward and downward and downward until finally God chooses a man named Abraham. And in Genesis chapter 12, God calls Abraham, and he says some amazing things to Abraham about him and his future. He says to him, I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who curse you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. So a lot of Genesis, the rest of Genesis, from Genesis 12, is talking about Abraham's family line. There's Abraham, then there's his son Isaac, then there's his son Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, and his 12 sons. And that takes us all through Genesis, how God was working through this family line. It was through Abraham that God was going to send his great blessing to the earth. Well, where was the ultimate expression of that? Well, if you open up your Bible, the New Testament, the very first words in the New Testament, Matthew chapter 1, this is the genealogy of Jesus, the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham. And then it starts tracing it. Abraham was the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers, and it goes on and on and on. Down in verse 6, Jesse, the father of King David. So that one family line went all the way to King David. Then, after David, it follows all the way to the time of the exile, and then it keeps going after the time that the nation of Israel was exiled, and it names all these other people, and it comes to verse 16 of Matthew 1, Jacob, the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, and Mary was the mother of Jesus, who is called the Messiah. Through Abraham's line came not only the great King David, but the greater King, Jesus Christ, Jesus the Messiah. Yes, Christmas was there in Genesis. Genesis was already pointing forward to something that was going to happen long ago. Let me mention just one more. It's not about Christmas per se, but this is what Christmas points to. In Genesis 3, when Adam and Eve were in the garden and chose to disobey God and to sin, they fell, and the curse came to all humanity right then. And there's Genesis 3, God tells them all the things that are going to happen, and he speaks to the serpent, the evil one. He says, I will put enmity between you and the woman and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel. Right there, he was prophesying that God was going to send the offspring of the woman, somebody that was going to come through that line. Satan was going to try to crush him. He was going to really strike his heel, actually. That he was going to do damage to him, but in the process, that one was going to crush Satan's head. And that was Jesus right there. That's what happened on the cross. Yes, Jesus died, but he was buried and he rose again. And in that, he was bringing salvation to the world. He crushed Satan at that point. So just thought it would be neat, as we have concluded this teaching series of Genesis, and we're about to come into the Christmas season. Well, we're now in the Christmas season. Wow. To see how Genesis points forward. It points forward to our great, great Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's love and serve him. Let's tell others about him by our lives, by our actions, and by our words this year. And if you're listening to this podcast and Jesus is just a name, a figure, a religious figure, a character, you don't know him in a personal way, I encourage you to call on him and read the Gospel of John in the New Testament. Learn about him. Contact us or a believer in Christ that you know who can help you learn how to open your heart to receive Jesus and follow him.
Thanks again for joining us today from Harvest Community Church. This podcast is also available on our website, harvestcharlotte.com. Please go there if you want to send a question or comment, learn more about our ministries, or find out how you can donate to support the podcast.